Now, this is about the highest common denominator that you could talk about this on, so that if you knew this data, you could, however, practice altruismus. Oh-ho. We just took an axe and took a long, sharp heave and blew the whole thing up in smoke. Bang. Axe blade went all the way through. If you know that life is basically a consideration of a static, which is not located in time, space, which has no mass, energy, or wavelength, then, if you know also that as-isness is a condition which will unmock or disappear, that you have to practice alter-isness in order to get an isness, that after an isness has occurred, the mechanism of handling it is to postulate a not-isness or use force to bring about a not-isness, and that any further alter-isness practiced on it will only continue to create an isness of this new condition, and that every new isness is going to be met by the postulated or force-handled not-isness, and that every not-isness is going to be followed by an alter-isness, which is going to result in a persistence of what we now have. We begin to see after a while that there was no way out of this giddy little maze of mirrors except this recognition that we have a static that can consider, and the pattern by which we arrived at what we call reality, solidity, and so forth is contained in these four conditions. The cycle of existence is then for a static to consider an isness as an as-isness. See, it just says there is. That's as-isness. And then to alter the as-isness, even to his own recognition, and obscure his knowingness as to that as-isness, to procure an isness. That having procured an isness, he usually can be counted upon sooner or later to practice a not-isness, and not liking the result, since what the isness he was contesting, you see, doesn't disappear. It simply hangs up and he gets unhappy about it, you see. He now would practice a new alter-isness, which would get a confirmation of the not-isness he now has, which would then persist. And we find out that life can enter itself upon a very, very dizzy cycle. The new isness is treated with an alter-isness, is followed by a not-isness, and is followed again by a new condition, which is persisting, a new isness. And so we get this back and forth and seesawing around. Now, this depends upon a basic postulate that we agree that things proceed in a fairly orderly fashion, or a uniform rate of spacing, or at speed, or at tolerance, or something of the sort. Time has to be entered in there, and we must have had a postulate right in there ahead of all of these isnesses that would determine whens. And in the absence of that, when you'd get no time continuum, so there'd never be any such thing as a persistence. So time fits right in there.